In this lecture, we're going to cover 3 points. 1, what actions cause resentment at work. 2, how you may express resentment at work. And 3, how you can deactivate a resentment at work. We promise that if you drop a pound of resentment, or even an ounce of resentment, at work, you will feel lighter.
So here are the things that can cause resentment at work. We're now going to describe a number of actions or events that can trigger feelings of resentment. As we go through the list, see if you identify with any of these situations. Remember that in order to release resentment, you have to own it. You may hold a resentment because someone lied to you, someone talked down to you, someone withheld important information from you, someone overlooked you for a promotion, someone cut you out of a project, someone dismissed your input as dumb, stupid, or irrelevant. You were held up by someone else's lateness. Someone was rude to you. Someone made you look bad. Someone made a promise, then failed to fulfill it.
Someone is always dumping their work on you. Someone made fun of you in front of your peers. Someone was promoted over you. Someone was brought in over you. You did not receive credit for work that you did. Someone stole your ideas. Someone infiltrated your relationships and eroded your reputation. Someone blamed you for something you didn't do. Someone excluded you or discriminated against you. Someone misunderstood you. Someone unfairly judged you. Someone harshly criticized you. Someone gossiped or spread rumors about you. Someone set you up to fail. Someone failed to pay you. Someone was insensitive to your feelings.